Okay. So we should just, so the Southwest Tech trainings.
So we just write the funds to SEBA?
Well, that would just, yeah, we better just keep them separate and do Southwest Tech from the county. Yeah, the county keeps paying those, and then do Raising Cane with SEBA, which is where the funding has gone in the past.
Okay.
So it's two separate items?
Yeah, it'd be two separate items.
Well, I propose that we give SEBA $5,000 for Raising Cane.
I second that.
All right, we have a motion from Pat and a second from Karen.
Because we get far more out of that than that $5,000 investment.
And well, we really try to do the program for cheap as possible so that we get a wide attendance.
So I just have a question on the Southwest Tech, and they're not even here to defend themselves. Just on some of these, is it just because this is all we can kind of get here?
Like what are the things that you're interested in?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, okay, like sales, is it just retail sales or, oh, I'm just saying, and the monthly CPR certification?
Yes. So what was your question again?
I guess I just, because if you, I just wish there was more available for that amount of money that is being given.
Well, and they're certainly willing to do classes. I mean, part of it is finding a certified instructor.
That's what I was wondering. If that's what's whole, okay, mm-hmm. That's what's limiting.
But really,
what's available.
I mean, you look on their website, and they've told us this for years, they can do any kind of trainings that the business community
requested
or any organization asks for. When you brought that up, it is, they have been more limited the last couple of years with mm-hmm. Custom Fit. And so they used to do a lot more, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But we've really been pushing them to do these classes.
Okay.
So. It's a good thing. I don't think it'll cost more than 20, but they haven't sent me the exact budget amount.
So what is their exact ask? How much?
Well, I put 20,000 down, so it's going to be less than 20.
Yeah, it's not going to be that much.
For our last, for our last trainings, it was 4,020 plus 6,000.
This 6,000 is always the one.
So, for our trainings,
we're not going to do this year, right?
We didn't do him this year.
Yeah.
Last we did him was in 2024.
For the spring trainings. It was $10,000, and also for the fall is included in that.
So in 2025, it was $10,000, but we had approved more than that.
Mm-hmm. So for the Eric Kirby leadership classes, the marketing classes, the consulting classes, that was all $4,000.
Okay.
And then everything else, the leadership, wilderness first aid, serve safe courses, marketing, that was just less than 6,000. So it's pretty reasonable.
And we didn't actually vote on Raising Cane because then Karen, you
we got a motion and a second.
I am not ADD.
any discussion to that motion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion. Any opposed? The motion passes. So that would be $5,000 for Raising Cane. So how do we want to handle Southwest Tech? Do we do a blanket amount not to exceed $15,000? And
like
if it goes over $15,000, we need to come back to the board.
Yeah.
Okay. I would entertain a motion for that as well.
I'll make a motion for that one.
All right. Alan makes a motion. We have a second.
Second.
By Pat. Any discussion to the motion? See none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes and will be favorably recommended. I hope we can get those budget numbers before the county commission meeting.
Do you have until the 18th.
So yeah, we got a little time. I'll just do a quick update, and I'll send this contract out to everybody for if you want it.
For information purposes. I think that would be helpful because Elle and I respect how you were very literal and how we were reading those criteria. And then when Kelly is saying, well, the state said it's this, it was really a broader interpretation. So I think just sharing that with everybody.
Not with the black and white to it.
Right. Well, and those three bullet points.
Appreciate it. I come from the banking world.
I respect that.
And those three bullet points, I mean, part of it is they've tried to boil it down for marketing purposes, but then there's kind of a lot behind it.
Because we've gone broader.
And a lot of flexibility. Mm-hmm. And I'll send this.
And I guess when you say we've gone broader, to me that also says that it limits funds, that is our charge, to give to growing businesses in town.
Well, and I hope we've budgeted and planned so that we can also do those things too.
Because we did small business grants this year for the first time.
And we're going to do those again.
And we gave some money to individual businesses that applied.
I think we should do that again starting next year.
Come to commission.
They do.
Talk about
the impacts of it.
Yeah, we'll talk about how they utilize those funds.
None of them have actually invoiced for it.
Right. Either. But I mean, once that takes place next, I'm hoping by next spring.
Well, they're supposed to have them done by the end of this year.
Still next spring.
So.
And you know what they did in Iron County is they actually spent a little bit more of their rural county grant money, and they made videos, like promotional videos, for the businesses that won those grants. And they said, you know, like I forgot the one guy, he put in some new machine to help with his skiing equipment business or something, but it promoted his business, and he talked about the Iron County Small Business Grant, and I did this and this and this, and then they put him on the county Facebook page, and then the guy used it to promote it on his own Facebook page,
and
so there was some follow up promotion of the winners.
So that would be. Yeah. Something that would be amazing.
I'll send this contract out. So our fiscal year 25-26 was approved. And we have our contract, and the county should be receiving the funds by the end of this year. So that's our next $200,000. So we're still spending.
I'll email you when we get it.
Yeah. We're still spending previous year's money.
Sure.
So.
And that's another reason why we tried to go a little broader. Like Kelly said, and we've funded trails. It's like, well, trails isn't,
But then trails have been okay, but Little League fields and lights on baseball fields, those parks.
See, trails make sense to me because that falls under infrastructure.
Yeah, but parks, no.
Yeah.
Baseball fields, sports, no.
Yeah.
Pickleball, no.